The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. I hope all's well wherever you are, because where we are is plum glorious. We're out here in the sun of Thousand Oaks, California. I was going to say a stone's throw, but that people use that a little too liberally, a stone's throw, because we're really much more than a stone's throw from Los Angeles. We're probably, 45 minutes from Los Angeles, downtown L.A. at least, but we are at the Los Angeles Rams facility for mini camp coming up in just a little while here, in just a couple minutes. In fact, Brandon Cooks, late of the New England Patriots and the New Orleans Saints, a new member of these Rams, and apparently from the early buzz, getting a lot of attention from Sean McVay, and Jared Goff's happy to have him here. So we'll be kibitzing with Brandon Cooks in a minute. Aqib Talib, our old pal from the Denver Broncos. He also played for the Patriots, and before that, he played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then, of course, we got Johnny Hecker, one of our favorites, even though he's a punter, and even though he did disappoint me bitterly about a year ago, about 10 months ago, he told me, he lied to my face. That's what it was. It was a lie. He said that he would try doing a barefoot punt during a game, and he never did. And I noticed it, and so I am eager to take him to task on that. In the meantime, Emma VP is here. Eddie Spaghetti is here. The rest of the gang.
Oh, yeah.
Erica Bartlett is here. That's fine, I guess. But Cam, the intern, made it?
Yeah, he made it.
What happened
cut.
Here, Emma VP? I thought I cut him.
Yeah, but, you know, we wanted him to get a good experience, especially after the way you treated him. You know, we thought it'd be good for him to be able to see, like.
All right. Well, I got some social media response to that. Some people felt I was a little rough on Cam when we kibitzed. But you know what? That's how you – what do they say? That's how the
cookie
iron
crumbles, or – tough
iron sharpens iron.
Tough love.
Yeah, no, Spaghetti knows what it is.
Iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens
so
iron.
Cam's
that's all.
Iron?
I want Cam. I'm very much like, with more hair, like the guy in the drumming movie.
Right. Oh, Whiplash.
Whiplash.
J.K. Simmons.
Miles
yes,
Keller.
The drum dictator guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the message of that movie. The end of it is like that they're happy with each other. Like, see, I pushed you, and look at where you are now. It's like you kind of tortured a teenager, old man.
Yeah, the message is play a different instrument, I guess.
But speaking of old, the Patriots are old news to Brandon Cooks. He is now with the youthful and delightful Sean McVay. Let's meet him now, shall we? Brandon Cooks.
You'll listen to Dave Dameshek.
All right, just fresh off the practice field, the both of us, because I'm a little sweaty. Why am I sweatier than you are, Brandon Cooks?
I just control it better, that's all.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you can take pot shots at me if you want, though, because I'm a little embarrassed that you just actually were working out and I was sitting in this chair.
You look great.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. First question, I hate to throw, come with the fastball right out of the gate, but why the I?
Huh?
Instead of the O, you know.
Oh, you have to ask my mom that one. Maybe she just forgot.
Did you ever ask her?
No, I just kind of let it go. A lot of people say it's unique, so I take that. I like to be different, I guess. So
I'm sure she intended to do exactly that. Give you a little something unique, a little something that.
Well, she was in pain, so who knows, right?
Well, but right, because now you've spent the rest of your life like no, not oh, it's
yeah,
with an I.
Every time.
That's taken up a lot of time for you, but you make up for it by being super fast.
I guess so.
And that's why you're so desirable to pro football teams. What do you make of the fact? Does that trip you up at all in life that, or in your career this early? 5 seasons, 3 teams?
Not at all. I mean, it's one of those things. It's part of the game. I say this with confidence. I mean, not too many people say you can play for two different teams in those years and go for 1,000 yards and still be drafted in a sense first round every single time that I've been traded. I got a lot of respect for those other teams that I've been on. And, you know, now for the Rams on believing in me and what they saw on film, this will be one of the best decisions they made for their organization.
Yeah, it's exciting times around here. What have you picked up in the limited time you've been here in Southern California from McVay on down?
So much respect for Sean. The way that he approaches the game, on how intense he is. Like I always say, he might as well put uniform on and come out there and practice with us, the level of intensity that he brings to practice. This is an atmosphere that I feel like anyone would love to play at.
Is it, but do you sense, I mean, I guess Sean Payton's, kind of young guy, but I mean, Sean McVay is the age of the players.
Right.
Does that create some, are you able to connect with him, have a similar sense of humor, whereas you wouldn't in past stops?
No, I mean, all the previous coaches, they had a great personality, but, you know, like you said, he's actually that age of a lot of the players. So he's definitely able to attend to what's going on in our lives and connect on a better level in that way.
This, I'm nervous about asking you this question for what you might answer. Are you a good cook?
No.
That's weird, and that's not the answer I was hoping for.
I'm just going to be honest with you.
How can you? Why? But it's in your name. Don't you feel obliged to get to be a good one?
Maybe when I'm done playing. You know, I'll be known as a great cook after. But right now, spending so many hours perfecting my craft in this game.
Okay. Yeah. If you're okay with it, I guess I can't really, get into you too much about that.
No,
but I'd like you to. What should we, we have a mutual friend in Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yeah.
You may know him
as
the radio analyst of the Los Angeles Rams. What should he say when Brandon Cooks gets into the end zone? What should his be like? Shouldn't he have a particular catchphrase ready to go? Brandon Cooks into the end zone!
I would have to leave that to him. I honestly don't know what he should say.
Well, I mean, I think since your surname is Cooks, it
okay.
should like have something to do with that. Doesn't that make sense?
Rightfully so.
Yeah. There's no I in team, but there is an I in the end zone. Like that, like Brandon.
Like that.
That's too far.
He's going to have to explain that one.
Yeah, that's too much. What about like saute?
Or just cooking it up.
No. I mean, come on,
We can't go too far, right? We got to get to the special.
Brandon Cooks touchdown, flambe. Right?
I like you.
I like you.
Yeah.
Do you like Jared Goff so
Absolutely.
Far?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely,
Let's
yes.
see how well you know him. Where did Jared Goff grow up?
Northern California.
I'm going to give you that one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you, I'll let you get off the hook with the whole region.
Yep.
What number does Goff wear?
16. I don't know why I just blanked like that.
Well, as soon as I asked it, I realized, I have to think about that for a second,
too. I thought you were about to say college or something, which I didn't remember, so.
This one's a gimme for you, but where did Jared Goff play his college ball?
Cal.
You don't like that about him?
Not at all.
No. How many career touchdowns does Jared Goff have? It's a hard one.
That's a good one. I'm gonna go 40-plus.
And it's 33.
33,
okay. 33. Who did Jared Goff take to his prom?
I have no clue.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer either.
I bet you,
if you knew, I bet that would impress him.
Absolutely. So let me go ahead and research
that. Let's look that up. What's Jared Goff's favorite dessert?
Mastro's. I forget what it is. I think it's like the cheesecake or something like that.
Really?
Now I'm almost positive about that because he the butter cake.
And has he taken you there and gotten you a piece?
Yes, he has.
Really?
Yes.
That's classic.
So I know that one.
It's a smart play on his part, right?
A very smart play.
I
got to pay it forward.
But you understand, though, that's just a business decision. He understands what it's about.
Yeah.
You think it's just because he likes you so much?
I think
Brandon
so.
Just,
well, it was a group of us. It was a group of the wideouts, so it wasn't just me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's, again, smart play.
Smart man.
Because it could be like, wait, I heard you and Brandon were out to dinner. Why didn't you invite me?
That wouldn't be a good look.
Gurley,
that wouldn't
right?
be a good look.
Yeah, not cool. I don't know if you're a hockey guy, but Alex Ovechkin from the Washington Capitals, he's been all over TV lately with the Stanley Cup, celebrating with it. If you won the Lombardi, where would you take it?
I'll take it on the trip, whatever my next vacation is.
What have you learned? You've obviously been with some contenders now, and I mean, really, you've been blessed with the stops you've made along the way. That you're playing relevant games in November and December and into January even. What have you kind of tried to tell the younger guys who haven't had those experiences? What does it require from the individual? What does it require from a team to go deep into the postseason?
I would just have to always talk about. One of the things Bill Belichick is talking about, and that's the little details and focusing on you know, I know it's so cliche, but one game at a time, the way that I used to talk about it was so real. Never look ahead of your opponents. And another thing is they say we're a young team, but one thing Bill used to talk about, experience doesn't matter. You know, there's been time in, time out that there's been guys that had no playoff experience that show up in their first pro season. So think of it from that standpoint. Don't think about the other team has more experience. Just go out there and play your game.
I think we park our cars in the same garage on that then, because you always hear that. That is the cliche about veteran savvy. They've been there before. Right? I mean, young and athletic is over vet savvy, right?
Or just that and just being a smart player at the right time.
All right, well, listen, best wishes to you here in Southern California. Have you found a place to live yet?
Yes, I have.
You have? It's permanent?
Huh?
It's permanent home? Or are you just renting something for the season or what?
Just renting until I find out exactly where I want to be.
Are you okay socially? I mean, if you need some friends or if you need a friend.
I got my dogs.
Okay.
I got my golden retriever and my mini golden doodle and my fiance.
So, I mean, I'm glad you brought up a fiancé because for a second there, I think you were giving me the hi-hat in favor of your golden retrievers, which was going to hurt my feelings.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Okay, but do you want to hang out?
Let's do it. All right, good. You're going to have to show me around.
Okay, I'll show you my Los Angeles.
All right, as long as it ain't partying, I'm good.
No. That's not my kind of thing.
I love
not
it. That way.
No.
Then we go.
Yeah, we'll go play some miniature golf. We'll get an ice cream. that kind of stuff. All
right? Universal Studios, I like it.
All right, Brandon Cooks, everybody. Flambe!
You're listening to Dave Damashek. You're listening to Dave Damashek. You're listening to Dave Damashek.
He was a nice guy, Spaghetti. Your thoughts?
He was very, very funny guy. I think that the quiz at the end kind of opened him up. He knows a little bit about Jared Goff, knew his favorite dessert. So I was excited. I know they bragged
about
it.
That was just a curveball. I'm surprised he had an answer to that.
Yeah. More importantly, was he trying to, did I hear that right? Or am I just being paranoid and vain? Did he choose his golden retrievers over me?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes.
He did.
Yeah.
That's
the golden doodle. He had two dogs.
Yeah. That hurt my feelings a little bit. I still like them, though. You know what? Speaking of people I like, let's talk to number 21. He won a Super Bowl in Denver. We made nice. I scolded him because he really committed pass interference on Martavis Bryant. I demanded an apology. Aqib Talib looked me in the eye. I think he gave me an apology. I don't remember. But either way, that's done with. Now he's an L.A. Ram. Let's talk to him, shall we? Aqib Talib.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to Dave Damashek.
All right, we've enjoyed kibitzing with this fella, even though he did play for the Denver Broncos, who defeated my Pittsburgh Steelers a few years ago. But we went over that already, and you issued your apology anyway for that, because you hurt my feelings.
We had to do it. It's part of the game.
I still don't get it emotionally. But listen, let's not live life in the rearview mirror. Let's talk about the here and now. Welcome to Los Angeles, Aqib Talib.
Thank you, man. I'm happy to be here.
Are you? Because now you've been, you're kind of what they call like a journeyman. You're well-traveled around pro football. Where are you setting up shop here in Los Angeles? What area of town are you going to settle down in?
I'm thinking somewhere close to the facility, maybe Thousand Oaks area or something like that. So I don't want to drive too far, to go to work every day. I get to the city when I need to, but I'd rather be close to work.
What if we do this? I'm going to throw this out here, but I mean it 100%. What if we do like an HGTV kind of thing where I take you around to some properties and we take a look and we sit and we get Aqib Talib and the family into the right house?
Let's do it.
You want to do that?
I'm with it.
Okay. Maybe you and Marcus Peters. He's new to town as well.
Yeah, we can go together, man. Let's do it.
That'd be good. So what's it like taking a look at Jared Goff as he goes into year three here? You've gotten to play, obviously, with two of the all-time greats, let alone of this century. How's Jared Goff kind of strike you coming out of the gate off of Peyton and Brady?
From however many weeks, 6 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever we just put in, man, he knows the game and he's set up for success with Coach McVay, So he got a huge arm and he got one of the most accurate deep balls that I've seen in the NFL.
Who's funniest? Because I know you have a good sense of humor. Peyton's renowned for his. How's Jared Goff strike you?
It's pretty. He got a pretty good sense of humor. I got a few of his jokes so far, you know. So
you are feeling his jokes.
I'm feeling his jokes. I've been the butt of a couple of them so far, you know. So
already, that's what he's doing. He's going
early,
after the vet
early, man.
That seems unwise, though. That's how he's going to win over the locker room is to take pot shots at Tlaib. I don't know.
All fun.
Okay,
though.
Yeah, all right. I guess that's fine. What are we going to call the no fly zone? Was really a great nickname for that defense, but now that's in the rearview mirror. What are we going to call this Rams defense of 2018?
I think that's for y'all to do. You know,
okay.
The guys don't really nickname ourselves. I mean, I don't know. I don't really do it. So, get somebody in the locker room or the media or, you know, somebody come up with a good name for us.
What about the horn dog? You got those horns on your hat.
MP got the horn dog T-shirts, too.
Oh.
You ain't seen it's a horn dog T-shirt?
No, I haven't.
You got to check them
out. That's, okay. So, that's taken. The Ram, the Ram butts into people, the Ram butts.
I can't pick for everybody. You know, it got to be like a collective.
We'll do a
decision.
Vote on it.
Yeah.
Okay,
be a whole
when
team
we're
here.
Looking at properties around town, maybe that's what we'll do while we're driving.
Yeah, it got to be the whole team. You know?
What do you make of? Because you're a man of high fashion. That's obvious. Even in your practice gear, you look good. You have a little bit of the. Is that a mock turtleneck?
Yeah, a little mock neck. You know, just.
It's a bold fashion choice in this heat.
Yeah.
All right.
You gotta. It's mental.
Okay. Oh, is that right? So it's the opposite of like guys
you
who play
be
in
uncomfortable at practice and in the game, you know. You ain't worried about being uncomfortable.
Is it disadvantageous from what you know? Like, so Denver is freezing in
it's
December
not really,
and January.
Oh, yeah, in December and January.
Right. But so would that be an advantage to the Rams if you host, I don't know, the Vikings or whatever, to have to come in January and play out in this kind of heat?
Nah, it's not.
Doesn't make a difference?
Nah, it don't make no difference. It's 75 and sunny. Ain't anybody can play in that.
Really?
Yeah, anybody playing that.
All
cool.
Right. You are a man of high fashion. What do you think about the Rams uniforms?
I love them, man.
Oh, come on. No. Listen, no jive, though, Tlaib. Let's
I
be honest.
I love the uniforms, man. You see our media day?
Yeah, I know, but you're not.
Did you see me in the media day?
I did see you.
I killed it. All white. Oh, man. I sauced it up. It was over with.
You looked very nice. But
great.
That weird gold stripe in it doesn't make any sense to me.
I like gold, so that gold is one of my favorite colors. So, you know, any gold in the uniform is... It's there for a reason.
Who does when you're? I mean, listen. You played with DeMarcus Ware. He's gonna wind up in Canton.
Definitely.
Chris Harris, dynamite. A little under celebrated, but still one of the very best. Von Miller is destined for Canton.
Definitely.
How does Aaron Donald stack up with these great guys that you've been out on the field with?
I haven't even seen him live yet, but just being up here in the NFL, man, he's right there with the Vons and the D Wares. If you're able to get one of those major awards in this league and as a defensive MVP of our league, man, that says a lot of our league, man. It's a lot of great players who go years without getting that award, you know. So it says a lot, man. He's been one of the most dominant guys at his position since he's been in the NFL.
I mean,
so.
He really is the best defensive player.
Exactly.
I've ever
seen, so that's all the marks of a Hall of Fame guy.
I don't want to bring you down, but let's talk about the hype around this Rams team because of your arrival and Brandon Cooks and Marcus Peters. You've heard all the names that have landed out here. What gets in the way? It seems to me that Broncos team that went all the way, you guys kept that chip on your shoulder all season long. No one outside your locker room believed all that jazz that every team uses. How do you get this team coming off of a very successful, unexpected season with as much talent as there is on the team? How do you make the young guys get that chip on the shoulder?
I mean, we didn't win the chip last year, so I mean, how can you not have it? Everybody should already have it. If you don't win a chip, you should have a chip on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? You should be trying to win a chip, you know? So you don't have a playoff hangover. Like, it's no such thing. It's a Super Bowl hangover. It's not a playoff hangover, you know? So we ain't win a chip last year. Everybody hungry. Everybody, you could tell by the way we come out and attack every day in these OTAs. Everybody hungry. Everybody have one common goal, and we just got to take it one day at a time. Hopefully we'll get there.
Last thing, Aqib Tlaib, is, you know, a lot of talk about Sean McVay creating a fun atmosphere. Young guy, jokester, and all that kind of stuff. The Broncos seemed like a fun group from 18 on down. And then you go to from Foxborough, where now there's talk that, in spite of the Lombardi Trophy, not the most fun place in the world. What have you been saying about that when people ask you?
About what?
Well, first of all, is there a discernible difference from where you sit about the vibe around here versus your other stops?
This is a great vibe around here. I've been a part of some young, great vibes at places, and this is among the best, man. It's, like you said, a young, energetic team, man. It's a lot of personalities in the locker room. It's a bunch of laughs. No, it's a great vibe around here.
So that's right. Our mutual pal, Maurice Jones-Drew, talks all the time about you got to have dogs. You can't just have a bunch of great fellas, nice
right.
guys. Got to have some dogs in there. Do you have enough dog or too much dog on the Rams defense this year?
I think we perfect. I think it's a great blend. It reminds me of a defense I was a part of before. You know, so, man, it's a perfect amount of dogs. It's all smart guys, man, and we mesh well together, man. We mesh well in that locker room, that meeting room, and off the field. That's the most important, you know, off mm-hmm. the field. We mesh great. So I think it should be a good one.
All right, well, listen, that's about as high praise as Aqib Talib can offer any defense in the NFL, is that it compares favorably with the 2015 Denver Broncos, perhaps the greatest defense this century has seen. Stay healthy and have fun out here in Southern California.
Thank you, sir.
And let's get on the books, Talib, because we got to get in the car and go and find you a nice house that suits you.
We need to find a crib, man. Nice, fine house. 6-7 bedroom.
Farmhouse.
We got to find a house. 6-7 bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Pool.
Some by the beach.
Is it a beach this way?
It's kind of, yeah, it's right over those hills there, yeah.
Well, is it 8 to 10 minutes from here?
I think it's fairly close. Well,
are you going to
take up some surfing or what?
Well, no, I just need to get to work fast, you know. I just
okay.
need to get to work.
All right.
You know, so as long as it's close to here, I'm with it.
Okay, and maybe some surfing too.
Maybe some surfing.
Aqib Talib, everybody.
Dave, da-da-da-da-da-da-don't. Dave.
You know what? We've been trying to start that up. Amanda... our pal who's the booker here at NFL Media. We tried to do it a year ago. This time, let's really make it so. Aqib Talib seemed interested in me showing him my Los Angeles, taking him around to find the right home for him and his family. Can we get that on the books before training camp starts? Okay. That's 100% guarantee from Amanda over there. Thank you for that.
He wanted a 7-bedroom home. Did you hear that?
He said 7 bedrooms. You know what? I can accommodate that. That'll be part of our hot new show that will sell to HGTV if the NFL Network doesn't want it. We'll call it The Home Team. See, because home, and like that's a reference in sport.
Yeah.
Let's talk to another guy who's a new father. Last time we talked to him, he was awaiting fatherhood, and now a baby has emerged, and he's a father for the past 3 months. Here he is, everybody, one of the best punters in all the land, Johnny Hecker.
Dave Damashek.
Well, one of our very favorites. In fact, well, let's see how it goes here. Before, I don't want to make any promises, but I feel like based on your past performances,
okay,
that you really should be a prime candidate for the Shecky Award for our favorite football playing guest.
Yeah.
At the end of December. But you know what? You took yourself out of the running in 2017 because we had what I thought was a sincere agreement in August of 2017.
Okay.
And then I watched every game. I watched every second of every Rams game.
Yeah.
Waiting for Johnny Hecker to take that shoe and that sock off and give us a punt with it.
And
I never saw it. What gives?
The barefoot punt, you know, it's just uncomfortable. It's something I haven't practiced mm-hmm. enough. And really to pull it out in a game, I think would be, a bit too ambitious. So I gotta start on the practice field maybe this offseason. I want to get some time off, work on that, building the callus on top of that foot. We'll see what I can do.
Okay, but I mean, I'm hearing a lot of can'ts and all that kind of stuff, and that's stinking thinking,
yeah.
man.
I'm not trying to let you down or any of the viewers, no one here. I'm not trying to make excuses. I must be better, and, you know, I will grind. Okay. I will grind.
It sounds like you're trying to point yourself mentally at least in the right direction, and I appreciate that.
I'm headed there, Dave. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, so now the book is back opened for you to possibly be a Shecky Award nominee for this year.
It's something to shoot for. You know, it's one of those, you know, accomplishments I haven't made yet in my career, and I mm-hmm. think once I get there, I'll have arrived.
Well, you're doing well, though, in spite of that. You're still having a nice NFL career, and mm-hmm. now you're a father. Mazel tov to you on that. What
Thank
have you learned
much.
About parenting, and what questions can I answer? I have many children.
Man, what do you do with a blowout in public? You know, I've had a couple of them, and I'm not sure if I'm handling them the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Do I just plop the kid down where they are and change them? Do I get them to a private place?
Kinda, no, you just get up and you leave. okay. like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave them sitting there.
Yeah.
And the panic, I mean, you'll hear them crying for a while.
Right.
But then they'll get so panicked by being alone.
Yeah.
That when they see you 20 minutes or a half an hour later, they're going to be so relieved. They'll be like, I'm not going to do that again.
Okay, good.
That's met with some success.
Right.
I'm not going to say 100%.
Okay.
You know,
I like that. Yeah.
I don't know. That's the best I can do for you. So,
okay.
What do you think about last year when we talked? It was, you know, can we turn this thing around mm-hmm. and different coaches and all that kind of stuff. By the way,
yeah.
don't think I haven't noticed that you're trying to look a little like Sean McVay to ingratiate yourself to him.
It is sweeping the nation. The Sean McVay look. Yeah, he's so handsome.
He is handsome.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a little, you know, it's a little obvious what
you're doing.
Yeah, like,
it's a little blatant.
Look at Coach. Yeah. We look so much alike. Yeah. We could be brothers.
I'm trying to get more reservations accepted at, you know, Santa Monica restaurants. I keep getting denied, but if I look like Sean McVay, I have a better chance.
So how do you wrap up mentally the 2017 season? Because like we were talking about, who knew? Who knew what was going to be going into the season? It ends up being a glorious one.
Yeah.
In spite of how it ended, how does it sit with you now a few months removed from it?
Yeah, I think, you know, you have to take it for what it was, and it's a past accomplishment. You know, it's not going to count for anything that we do this season, so you can't hang on it. You know, I got my hat sitting in my closet at home, got my T-shirt hanging in my closet. I don't really wear them. You know, they're nice to look at as reminders of accomplishments, but, you know, it just kind of instills a hunger for the next one.
Does it? Because, you know, I talk all the time. I mean, it makes me crazy with certain teams when they invoke the no one outside our locker room believes in us. It's like, well, you're 14-2, man. Some people think you might do well in the playoffs.
Right.
But it does seem like it is a requirement. And the teams, the young teams that are incapable of doing that, of creating a sense of it's us against the world kind of, how do you make that happen for the young guys?
I mean, you got to welcome them in and let them know how we operate. I think that the expectations for everyone are clear and set, and the way that we communicate and the way that we practice is preparing for wins. And we have to make sure that our practice habits are lining up with how we want to play on Sundays, because you don't come out here and half-ass it and then go into a game and expect to win.
It is. I mean, it really is a legitimate thing. Forget about the Madden curse and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
The curse of supposed to. When you're supposed to do it,
that
creates a different level of pressure, I feel like.
Right.
And I feel like the Rams are suddenly now in that group of teams that are supposed to win the division, your division this year.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of a new dynamic for us to be facing and have to hear, you know, in national media, you know, they're always talking about, oh, who's your favorite team to do blah, blah, blah. And we always get thrown in there for whatever reason. But I think, you know, we just got to keep the blinders on and be a horse running its own race.
And last thing, the uniforms. I mean,
the
only thing is I'd like you to go deep into the playoffs and everything else, see you do well. I root for the likes of you and the nice guys on the team, but I don't like that gold.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you're alone either. No. I think there's plenty of Los Angelinos and Rams fans around the country that are with you there. And, you know, I think we're trying to eliminate that from the look. And, you know, when the new stadium opens, I'm sure the powers that be are listening to this very interview and are going to say, you know what? Dave said it, we're nixing the gold. So, you know, if I was a betting man, I'd say it's going to be out of here.
Well, good. So we've made some positive strides here, and hopefully we're going to see you without the shoe and sock on, punting it out there. Do it in an exhibition game.
Yeah,
it in one exhibition? But just don't – you know what I don't want is jive.
Yeah.
What I like is truth. Will you kick one in the fourth quarter?
No. You like the truth, there it is.
I appreciate your candor.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I'm going to root for you, Johnny.
I appreciate that.
Good luck with fatherhood. The trick is, I'm sorry if you're getting meltdowns 3 months in, because I've always said to people, the window that you have is like 6 to 9 months after the baby is born.
Uh-huh.
You can take that baby anywhere in that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they just sleep right through it.
Yeah.
You know, you could be literally at a football game with roaring fans, and they'll just sleep right through it.
Yeah.
Then after a year, though, you know, then they're a handful.
They start getting opinions and know better and can say no.
That is not anything you want.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Pray for me.
Johnny Hecker, you're the tops. Best wishes. Stay healthy and enjoy the 2018 season, man.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for having me.
There goes Hecker. You know, I guess I have to appreciate him being honest, if nothing else.
No jive.
Yeah, no jive. That's what I asked for, and that's what he gave me. All right, let's hit the practice field, shall we? Emma VP and Spaghetti and Cam the intern and Tamposi and Bartlett and Amanda. I want to put you through some drills, put you through your paces, see what you got. It's time for the Damashek, the DDFP combine.
All right.
I'm ready for it. They might sign me. I mean, we're at the facility.
They won't.
You never
but
know.
You know what? Let's do it, and maybe Tamposi will make a video of it for your viewing pleasure. In the meantime, thanks to Amanda and to Bartlett for hooking us up with some of these new Rams and our pal Johnny Hecker as well. And we'll talk to you next week as pro football season draws ever closer. In the meantime, enjoy summer, everybody. I hope it's as sunny and glorious wherever you are as it is here in Thousand Oaks. For Emma, Spaghetti, the rest of the gang, it's been a thin slice of heaven.